Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. We're going to be learning Maimer Chav Gimel in the Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, and this should be Lerfuas, Dvayrochu Bas Miriam Chavo, Zerachan Shabbat Zahav and Nechama, Tzvi Moshe Ben Eitan Avram Alevi, Moshe Tzvi Ben Frida Simcha, Yudah Ben Margalit Sara, Yishai Dov Alevi, Ben Neri, and Zivuk Hagun, for Shmuel Rafal Ben Renachem Mendel, Daniel Simcha Ben Chavarezel, and Rivka Esther Bas Eliyahu Peretz. The Rambam in the second parak of Yisodei HaTorah says that it's a mitzvah to love Hashem. And what's the derech to loving Hashem? Famously, the Rambam says that when you look at the beautiful creations of the world and you see the limitless chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately you love and you praise and you glorify and you desire a great desire and yearning and pining to know His great name. Like David HaMelech said, Sama nafshi leloikim, God, my soul thirsts for God. At kan l'shana. So you see that the das of the Rambam is that the mitzvah of Ava is miskayim by looking at creation. Marabu ma'asecha Hashem. And many ask on the Rambam that we have a sifri in the Brisa on the pasuk of Avtos Hashem Elokecha. Eini yodea eiz etzado avim. How do you love God? Says the pasuk v'hayu hadvarim, that through Torah, that by learning Torah you love God. So what is it? Do you love God by looking at creation, or do you love God by learning Torah? So, if we're medactic in the Rambam, we'll find that Rambam enumerates three great madregas in Ava. One is Mizbonenus, Kishi Yizbonen Adam B'maisav, Ruav HaNeflaim HaGedolim. Number two is Miat Oev M'Shabech U'Mefire. And he immediately will love and praise and glorify. And then he's going to be Mesav Taiva Gedol, Leda Hashem HaGedol, and then he's going to have this great Taiva to know God's great name. So we see from the Rambam that the Gemara Inyan of Ava is this Taiva Gedola Leida Hashem HaGadol. So it's clear that if there was no Efsharut, if there was no possibility to know God's great name, then the Taiva to know Him would be a fruitless Taiva. It would have no practical benefit. But Lamito Shel Tavar, how then can we be Mekayim Leida Hashem HaGadol? So the answer is through learning Torah. And therefore we said that's Pshat in the Sifri. The Rambam says that it's a Hemshech. How do you love God? In other words, Sofin Yana Shel Ava is the Simon Leidos Hashem HaGadol. So how do you know the Shem HaGadol? What are you going to do with this Simon? And the answer is, with this thirst, you're going to learn Torah, and that's how you're going to get to know God's Shem HaGadol. So it's built, and after you learn creation, then you learn Torah. And then the Brisa says, Vayter, Vayadvarim Eile, Asher Nochim Etzal Chayam Al Vavecha, So you learn from the answer the question. It says medavik bidrachov. So the question was, how do you get to know Hashem? If you learn Torah, you know how you'll know Hashem? By learning, if how are you going to love Hashem? By learning Torah, knowing Him, and being Dovek Bidrachov. And that's how you satisfy your thirst. So you have the thirst, you look at creation, you say, wow, I want to get to know God better. And then you go into the Pnimius and you learn Torah, and then you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're Dovek Bidrachov, and then you'll know the Shem HaGadol. That's how you know the Shem HaGadol. Mitoch kach ata makir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by learning Torah. So we see from this that this thirst to know Hashem that the Rambam enumerates is the last stage in Ava, is this thirst to be Dovek Bidrachov, because Vekus Bidrachov is the idea. And that's what it says. Shemitoch tachta makas kadosh baruch hu medavek bidrachov. So it ends with Vekus Bidrachov. That's what the Rambam says. Taiva gadol leidas Hashem. That this taiva includes the taiva to be Dovek Bidrachov. Now we're ready to explain the Maharal with respect to Rabbi Akiva. It says, "Ve'atzas Hashem v'lekecha v'chol v'ofo v'chol nafshecha." Afilu notel es nafshecha. Rabbi Akiva says, "My whole life, I was waiting to be mekayim this pasuk, and in the end, my hoping was fulfilled, and I was mekayim this pasuk, and he was ma'arich be'echad when he died al kiddush Hashem." And Maharal learns from this that echad is the key of v'chol nafshecha. Afilu notel es nafshecha. And now the question arises. What's the shaychus between Marich Be'echad and Afilu Notel Snafshecha? Rabbi Akiva says, my whole life I want to be Mekayim Notel Snafshecha. And Emelu is Marich Be'echad. What's the Sarichus Be'echad? So we will say as follows. The Pasuk lists three Madregas and Avos, three Shirim and Avos Hashem. B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshcha, Medecha, the whole Lev, the whole Nefesh, and the whole Me'od. These three Shiurim are not only Shiurim and Ava, but there's another Kiyum, besides the Kiyum of Ava. And that is that the Rambam says that the Nevi'im called God with various names, titles, Rachum, Chanan, Erchapayim, Rav Chesed, Tzad, Yosher, Tam, Gibor, Chazak. So this teaches us that we also have to act in those ways. Not only that, but Hashem also has a Torah of Achdus. So this also is Mechayev us. In Pesachim Daf Nun, famously, it says Hashem Echad is the Gilui, that even though now it looks like there are two Kavim, there's the Kav of Tovu Meitiv and the Kav of Dynamis, there's good and bad. There's only one Hanhaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kulu Atova Meitiv. The Achdus of Hashem is Misgale in the returning of contradictory Midas to being one unit. In other words, it seems that there's good and there's bad, there's Ran, there's Tov, there's Tova Meitiv and Dynamis. But Be'emes it's Hashem Echad. That lost in love was going to be Mizgala, that it was all one, it was all a Tov Ameitiv. So we also have to be Mizdamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Midah of being one, of these Hafchios HaMidos, these contradictory Midas, merging together into one Midah. How do we do that? So Chachamim say on the Pasuk, V'avtas Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Avavcha, B'shnei Tzarecha. In other words, you take the Yetzer Tov, you take the Yetzer Hara, and you make them into one. You serve Hashem with both. B'chol nafshecha filu notelos nafshecha. That you take life and you take death, and they're both acts of service of God. B'chol modecha zal darshin. B'chol midu midu shu moded lecha. In other words, you take every midu that Hashem does, good, bad, whatever it is, and you bring it all into good. So the common denominator between these three perushim is the achdut hanishmatit, is the unity of the soul, is this of taking both midas and serving Hashem with both, and in that way we follow the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Ran Tov, but is really all Tov. So us, b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh, b'chol ma'od, no matter what happens, no matter what our midas, yetzer tov, yetzer hara, life, death, everything that happens to us, good, bad, we bring it all to the world of good, of life. It's all part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we take the contradictory midos and we merge them, we make a forge, a merger, a unity, and then we serve Hashem with one, and that's the midah of Hashem. So we have a shir of Abbas Hashem, but no, we have mehaven oichid yetz anayizach, what is it, anayizach, that it's the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we understand what the pshat is. With Echad. What's the Echad? The Echad is that you take these contradictory midas and you turn them into one. So that's why Rabbi Akiva was Marich Be Echad, Afilu Notals Nafshech, even that's going to be one. That's his Damas Lamidos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we also understand why it doesn't say anywhere else. When it talks elsewhere about Ava, it doesn't say these three things. And the reason is because there we're just talking about Ava Stam. But here we're talking about Ava in the context of Achdus Hashem. Of Echad. Shema'as Kabbal, Tzol Machus Shemayim. That we know there's one God up there. So, and also down here. So then when a person has the Simon, Leidas, Hashem HaGadol, the only way to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, when you have Ava, there's one Indian of Ava, of course you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to truly know Hashem is to walk in His Drachim. And how do you walk in His Drachim? By having Achdus. And how do you have this Achdus? You have this Achdus by no matter what happening to you, Bein L'Tov, Bein L'Ra, Bein L'Chaim, Bein L'Moves, it doesn't matter what, but you're with Hashem. And you're serving Hashem. So that's the Achdus in your Avoda, which parallels, mirrors the Achdus of Hashem. So, now Baruch Hashem, Akol Meyusha B'Amakoma, we have Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam isn't Sosa, the Sifri. The Rambam talks, says that you have a Simon Leidas Hashem HaGadol, and from that Simon Leidas Hashem HaGadol, you go weiter to Torah. I don't know how to love Hashem, says the Sifri. But the way I do it is by learning His Torah, and then I know Him, and I'm mitzdavik b'drachav. And that's Sof Inyana Shel Ahava. It's actually interesting. It says, what's the Derech Lahavaso? So Rambam says, you look at his Bruim, Miyadu Ohev, Genug. The Rambam goes, weiter, it's not enough, Miyadu Ohev. Umishabech Umifar. Umishabech Umifar. So you see that the Av is not enough. There also has to be Shevach. You have to praise Hashem, you have to glorify Hashem. But doesn't this Genug? Rambam goes, weiter. You have to go further, and you have to have this taiva, this unrequited love for Hashem. Some in Avshi Le'elokim. But then you can't just leave it up in the air. It has to come, it has to be brought to fruition. How do you do that? So that's what the Sifri tells us, by learning Torah. And then you reach not only Avas Hashem, but Achdus Hashem. Misdavik b'drachav, I mean misdavik b'darchei Hashem is having one midah no matter what, even though they look like two. So, Baruch Hashem, we learned the kitzur maimer of the Pachad Yitzchok, Chof Gimel and Shavuos, and we should all be zoche. Lulmodu lalamed lishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei Yisrael mitorasa v'yahavo. Amen v'yamen shalom shalom.